We're learning the laws of Kaddish. We're discussing last time that we were learning the laws of Kaddish that according to the minhag of the prevalent minhag in many communities is that even though there is a concept of kedima, of precedence with regard to reciting Kaddish, that even if there are multiple people that have a chiyuv, there are different levels of what is a chiyuv. And therefore, because of that, where you would fall would depend on whether or not you would say the Kaddish. So therefore, in a community where Kaddish is recited, only one person would say it, then the person who has the greatest chashivas, the strongest reason to say it, if you will, that would be the one person who would recite it, and the other ones would not, even though they really should be saying Kaddish as well. So, based on the words of the Bir Halacha, which is the primary source in with regard to these laws, we're going to then compare it to when it comes to leading the davening, being the chazan in such a situation. So first, let's go through these five groups. Chamisha chilukim b'amiras kaddish ve'elohein. So these are the five different groups with regard to a person saying kaddish, and we're going to discuss each one in great detail. There's many questions that a person can ask. But we're probably, at the end of the day, not today, but after we finish all these halachas, most questions will be addressed. Ben Shiva, within the first 7 days. Ben Shloshim is the next category, 30 days. Ben Yudbeis Chodesh is the third category, within the first 12 months. Ben Yom HaSukkah, the day in which you stop. What is Yom HaSukkah? So he says in parentheses, Hainu L'Suv Yud Al Chodesh Sheposig Bo Melomer Kaddish. Apparently there's something special about that last day in the 11th month. We don't say Kaddish for all 12 months. So for the 11th month in which a person stops saying their Kaddish, there's a special time in which that person is called Yom HaSukkah. And then finally, Yartzeit. Those are the five. Now he says like this, the Kfar Ksavnu we've already wrote, we just mentioned, Shibizmanenu Nohagin Shekol HaChayuvim Omrim Kaddish Yachad. That even though one person may have a Yartzeit, one person may be a Ben Yud Beis Chodesh, one may be a Ben Shloshim, we all say Kaddish together at the same time. Umemela Ein Shaykh Dini Kedimel Inin Kaddish. Therefore, going through all the intricate details is not going to be more than just an academic study, because the reality is we all say Kaddish together anyway, so it doesn't matter if I have Kedima over you or you have Kedima over me. Ach, dinim el nohagin l'maisel inin tefila lifnei ha'amud. With regard to the person who's going to daven, be the chazin, that's where these laws present in the Bir Halacha can be applied. And he says on the bottom, demi sheishlo sechus yosel inin kaddish, yeshlo sechus inin hatfila spal gamkin lifnei ha'amud. So therefore, whichever laws apply with regard to Kadima, who has presence over the other, with regard to Kaddish, we can apply those same laws with regard to who has Kadima with regard to leading the davening. So today we're at least going to address the first, and there's a lot to discuss with regard to the Avil Toch Shiva. Person who, Rahman al-Son, is sitting Shiva, is an Avelus, within the 7 days from the time of the Kfur. So it says, that individual out of the five is kodem l'chol shar hachiyuvim. He comes first out of all the other four categories. V'aschus shmor lo l'geshus l'amun l'spalim. V'yafilu hu orech v'vesach nesis. He says that this individual should be the one to daven. Well, what happens in the event? Let's say a person davens in shul every day and is a member of a shul. And then you have some guy who walks in and he says, I'm in the middle of Shiva, I'm a Tok Shiva, and you've never seen me before, and after today you'll never see me again. So maybe you would think that this guest doesn't have the ability to daven, we're not going to have him daven. No. I feel Oyrech Mevesach Nesses. When it comes to Shiva, that person is the one who leads the davening. So you can look at this halacha and you can ask the question, what on earth is this person doing in Shul? If in fact, Shiva, so he should be sitting Shiva, he's in his home. So there's a few answers. Two which are not written here. The first one is, maybe you're at the house. You're at the Beis Avil. And let's say you've davened there already a few days. And then you go up to him and say, listen, you've been davening for a few days now, davening in front of the Omid, you're the Shliach Tzibor. You know, I have also some chiyuv as well. It's not as great as yours. But nonetheless, I want to be able to daven. So we would say to such an individual, no, it doesn't make a difference. You have to allow this person should continue to daven throughout the period of Shiva. That's one answer. Another explanation which happens outside of the New York area, unfortunately, when there's in the summer 12 people that come to shul, and then you have 5 snowbirds in the winter, and you have to beg people to come to make the minyan, which is something which we often take for granted, that many, many communities have to even make phone calls in advance and have lists of who's coming to shul to make sure that there's continuously a minyan that doesn't end. So what happens in that type of a community that a person is in shiva? Well, there's a couple of options, and it's not so black and white. It's not so simple. On one hand, you can close down the shul, which some people would be against, in order for the shul to daven at this person's home for the entire week, which does happen, depending on a lot of factors. It's also possible that they would say, no, we have to have the minyan, and therefore this person, what is he going to do? He's going to sit at home and not say Kaddish? So he'll come to shul for that week. And when he comes to shul for that week, he will have kedima, he has presence. So that's another possible approach. Brings down a couple other very fascinating explanations that we're probably mostly not familiar with. He says as follows, V'yeshlo din shiva ad sof yom hashvi miyom hakvur. We know, let's say for example, there's a kvur on a Tuesday afternoon. Right? So we begin counting shiva on that day for Tuesday. And we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday we say Mixas Yom Kukulo, so we'll daven Shachris at the Beis Avel, and then he gets up from Shiva. All right, so he really wasn't sitting Shiva the entire 7 days. The seventh day, once he begins, we have the person get up in the morning. Now, even though that's the case, it's still Shiva for that person. Now, he got up from Shiva, right? He's no longer sitting Shiva. But nonetheless, the Ash Shekam Shiva Baboker Achat Tefillah Shachris, which is the minhag certainly here. Mikol Makum, nonetheless, Tefillah Mincha Shiva Oso Yom Adayin Din Shiva Yeshvo. This person is still considered to have the din of Shiva. So therefore, even though other people would say in Shul, in the first time after an entire week, he finally comes back to Shul, and it's Mincha time. So you shouldn't say, well, he's just like anyone else who is, let's say, a Ben Shloshim. He's equal to us. No. He's still considered halachically a Ben Shiva, at least for that one last mincha until Shkia, and then the 7 days have been complete, and then, at least up until that point, he would have Kadim as well. That's another explanation. It's another approach. Shabo Besach Nesas, Lisbal Mincha, Docha Hu as Kol HaChiyuvim HaCherim. He pushes everyone else off. The Chaini gives another example. And this is something which does happen, that sometimes a person does not sit all 7 days for halakhic reasons. Afilu paga regel v'docha dini hashiva. Let's say, for example, a person has a kfura a day before Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah comes, and you no longer have shiva, right? Now what happens after Rosh Hashanah, the next day, the day after? So technically, you're not sitting Shiva anymore because the regal pushed off the Shiva. But based on the same concept of what we said, that person still is within the 7 days from the time of the Kfur. Mikol Makom LeInyan LeSpalel LeFnei Amud Yesh Lo Zchus Kedima Ad Sof Shiva Yomim Miyom HaKvura. This individual will still have the ability and should be the one who leads the davening for the 7 days up until that seventh day, and including the seventh day, miyom hakfur, from the time of the burial. Av she'en lo dini avelus. Even though this individual does not really have any other laws of avelus, because he got it before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Tov, as it's brought down in the Sefer, and as we brought down in the Bir Halacha. So this is a little bit of an overview of a person who is an avel toich shiva, that when it comes to him, over all the other four categories, that individual will have kedima presence as far as davening in front of the shliach, as the shliach tzibur. B'chanem nechashvot zechadish baruch hu, v'zavashu v'chachar b'ham termetz nishnamar, adenoich hafetz l'matzit koyadil tzorov yadir.